This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Thousands marched through the wind and rain on Saturday in Glasgow, Scotland, calling on world leaders and COP26 negotiators to take swift action to curb climate change. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
One group of protesters, the trade unionists, start their rally chanting slogans and waving banners. One reads, "Seize the wealth of the billionaires." With them, Amy Ferguson is hopeful COP26 will yield results.
When you see the amount of people who are really taking this issue seriously and are actually mobilising onto the streets, taking issues in their trade unions, you know, you can't help but be optimistic. I think the grain of change is there.
While at a London protest, medical activist Zainab Kaba says citizens are out in big numbers to make their voices heard on key environmental issues.
It's a good opportunity for decision-makers politicians to listen to what the population wants, what the people, the everyday people want, and we just want justice.
Hundreds of demonstrations and marches are taking place around the world too. Charles de Ledesma, London.
A massive tow truck worked Saturday to remove the remains of a burned-out oil tanker that exploded in a giant fireball overnight, killing at least 98 people near the capital of Sierra Leone. The blast severely injured dozens of others after large crowds gathered to collect leaking fuel, officials and witnesses said. The explosion took place late Friday when the tanker collided with another truck as it was pulling into a gas station near a busy intersection in Wellington, just east of the capital of Freetown. After the crash between the two vehicles, crowds gathered to collect the fuel from the tanker when it suddenly exploded. The explosion also damaged dozens of buildings and cars. This is VOA News. Sudan's protest movement has rejected internationally backed initiatives to return to a power-sharing arrangement with the military after last month's coup. It called for 2 days of nationwide strikes starting on Sunday. The call comes as a leader of the country's main political party says the generals are negotiating in bad faith and urged the international community to increase pressure on them to reverse their October 25th coup. In the takeover, the army dissolved the transitional administration and arrested dozens of government officials and politicians. The coup was met with international outcry and massive protests in the streets of Khartoum and elsewhere in the country. A federal appeals court has temporarily halted the Biden administration's vaccine mandate for larger businesses. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
The Occupational Safety and Health Administration rule requires workers at businesses with 100 or more employees be vaccinated by January 4th or face mask requirements and weekly tests. The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has granted an emergency stay of that requirement. Louisiana's Attorney General Jeff Landry, a Republican, says the rule would impose medical procedures on the American people. White House Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre Friday called such characterizations a misread.
It is a standard for safe workplace to either comply with weekly testing or to be vaccinated.
President Biden has been encouraging widespread vaccinations as the quickest way out of the pandemic. I'm Ben Thomas.
At least 8 people were killed and many others injured in a crush at the opening night of Houston's Astroworld Music Festival. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
Houston Fire Chief Samuel Pena confirmed the casualty figures from Friday night's disaster at a news conference early Saturday outside NRG Park.
What we do know is that at approximately 9 o'clock, 9:15, the crowd began to compress towards the front of the stage, okay? And that caused some panic. And it started causing some injuries. People began to fall out, become unconscious, and it created additional panic.
A sold-out audience of about 50,000 people attended the first day of the festival, featuring rapper Travis Scott. The fire department transported 17 people to hospitals, and 11 of those were in cardiac arrest. It was not yet clear what caused the disaster, and an investigation is underway.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, reporting by